Item 1, a resolution by Supervisor Alexander urging the state of Wisconsin to create and pass legislation placing a one-year limit on the time frame in which companies and third-party payers seeking recoupment of previously paid claims may notify the service provider of such intent. At your last meeting, this item was laid over to the call of the chair.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Supervisor Alexander, would you like to speak on your resolution?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the author, I am still very supportive of this resolution. However, I was not necessarily interested in seeing it brought forward at this meeting today because I was under the impression that fellow committee members needed more information. So since it was on the agenda today, I'm curious if other committee members have received the information they were looking for or if there's still questions outstanding.
Supervisor Stasikoudis.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Chairman.
Right. No, I haven't received anything. My recollection was that we posed a few questions for you and that you were going to go get a few more pieces of information. I know I was hoping that you were going to be able to talk to a legislator or two and maybe get a feel for who might sponsor it and, you know, kind of how to move it forward. That's my recollection. And so I guess that would still be my hope. I mean, I like the idea, like I said last time, but just if it's going to work at all, probably some groundwork needs to get laid. That was my recollection of what we talked about.
Supervisor?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I believe the groundwork is laid for this to be sponsored in the Assembly. However, I would prefer to bring my full arsenal before you if you still have questions and are interested in voting against this today. So I have no motion to make on this item, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor, you have no motion to make then?
Correct. I'm just clarifying that I've offered commentary on this, but that I'm not making a motion on this item at this time. I leave it to you and the committee.
Okay. Supervisor Collin?
Well, Mr. Chair, I guess we can just lay it over till the next month, or however you want to do it, lay it over to the call of the chair, or since the author isn't, you know, we've all been busy with the budget, so she probably isn't quite as ready to go forward as maybe she would like to. So I got no objection to laying this over at the call of the chair and keeping it around.
So, Supervisor Stasikoudis.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I mean, I don't object to that. And again, just so Supervisor Alexander knows, I mean, I like the idea, and I'm not voting against this. I hope eventually it comes back and I can vote for it, but I hope that maybe by our next meeting, you know, again, maybe you can even have like a bill draft. If you said you've got a sponsor in the Assembly, maybe they can put this into drafting, and, you know, by the time we meet next time, we can have a bill draft that we can kind of kick around here at this committee, and, you know, maybe some comments or some thoughts on strategy from the Hospital Association and other stakeholders that you may have lined up to kind of get behind this. So that's kind of what I thought we were waiting on. So maybe by next meeting you can have some things like that and we can kick it around a little more, you know, thoroughly.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate that, Supervisor. I had been under the impression that since we normally have this committee meeting on Fridays that there would not be a meeting. And since the agenda came out late, I appreciate the chair rescheduling this item, but agree that we should have the testimony of more stakeholders, and I'll be happy to arrange that.
I believe Supervisor Cullen had made a motion to labor to the call of the chair. Supervisor?
That's fine. I just had one question maybe of staff. I thought I was told that this doesn't really affect the Hospitals Association. Is that correct or not?
They have said that they already deal with this issue in their contracts, so that they wouldn't necessarily be out there pushing for us because they already handle it internally.
So do you know who this would affect besides us?
You had asked if there were other counties, and the hospitals didn't know either, but I'm not sure how other counties handle it.
Thank you, Supervisor. So there's a motion delivered to the call of the chair. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
On the motion to lay item one over to the call of the chair, Supervisor Stasikoudis.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Romo West.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Cullen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are 7 ayes. The motion to lay over the item to the call of the chair is approved.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, number 2, please.